A new app is going out there for your phone and your other devices to help you try to navigate all of the problems that we're going to see, no doubt, with the 2020 elections this year. The Politicking app is what it's called. And let's talk with one of the co-founders, who happens to be from Northwest Indiana. Jordan Wilson is with us. And Jordan, thank you for joining us on Regionally Speaking today.
Chris, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to join you and speak about the work I'm doing to galvanize young voters through politicking.
That's very important this year. We know that with the candidates out there, regardless of whether they're incumbents or they're challengers, there's going to be something for someone out there to take a look at, and a lot of information that's going to be out there too to have to sift through for all the candidates that will be on the ballot this year, to be sure. How did the idea of coming up with an app for that, pardon the phrase, come in your mind, you and your colleagues, when you were just a young person in Gary, Indiana?
Yes. Well, you know, to your point earlier, it's really difficult to sift through political information, and in some instances, it's actually impossible. And so the idea to establish Politicking originated out of necessity through my co-founder and I. She is a Florida resident, and as you stated, I'm an Indiana voter, and we both sort of relished on the fact that voting in the 2016 election was not as straightforward and simple as it should be. And as we live in such an internet age, we have access to information constantly about current events and political happenings. But until we started politicking, there was no centralized platform, and certainly not a nonpartisan one, that would help you understand what issues and who was on the ballot. So understanding that we didn't want to experience another election in which we couldn't just understand from top to bottom who a person was before walking into the booth, started politicking to create a tool that would allow voters to feel more informed, but definitely empowered as to who they were voting for on election day.
Now, do you think that because this seems to not necessarily be aimed at, I'm sure it's for everybody, but young voters in particular, people maybe even their very first election that they happen to walk into the polling booth and have to figure out who they want to vote for, it's going to be a big help for them.
Yeah, and then that's actually the purpose. You know, the demographics of different elections, and certainly for the general election, will shift and are constantly shifting. In fact, 2020 will be the first time in which Hispanic Americans are growing towards the majority in our electorate. It's important that we have platforms that speak to each group, of course, but as you say, and that's able to break down the information simply and directly so that they can make choices that are in the best interest of their communities.
I know that the idea is basically to have the latest and the best information on local, state, and national elections. But do you think this also, too, is going to maybe help in trying to kind of kick up kick it up a notch, so to speak, to get the apathy issue out of the voting?
Yeah. Actually, you're absolutely right. As I stated to you earlier, our goal is to galvanize young and traditionally disenfranchised voters. And so, of course, the core information piece is important, but it's no way, at least we imagine our theory of change is that there's no way someone can walk into the booth and not feel more empowered, not feel more inspired and motivated to participate if they actually know what their plan is and who they plan to support.
When you and your colleagues working on this, before you got it to the point where you could actually launch the app here not long ago, did you find that there were some challenges that you found along the way, that you had the little bugs that you had to take out of the mix, so to speak, before you knew that it was going to be a very successful app?
Absolutely. So one thing that we're constantly challenged with is staying diligent about maintaining our data, making sure that it's updated, making sure that it's accurate, and making sure that it's not left or right leading. We are a nonpartisan app, so we want to ensure that the information our users get is completely filtered out and just straightforward and objective. As you know, we've experienced for the last couple of months folks dropping out of the 2020 presidential election, not being dramatic, but in the double-digit numbers. At a certain point, there were 20-plus candidates. And so that was our first sort of challenge, making sure that we had updated information about our country's biggest election. But at the local level, that's true also for the first district congressional race. There are several candidates. And so even taking a look at that sort of challenge in terms of making sure people have accurate and updated information for so many candidates is really important for an entity like Politicking, but it's certainly one that we're growing to become more accustomed to working through, and it's something that we're obviously dedicated to making sure mm-hmm. that we stay on top of so that our users can trust our information.
Let's talk here a little bit more about the first congressional district race here. We know that there are a lot of candidates, more than a dozen in just one party alone, the Democratic Party alone.
Yeah.
And it kind of boils down to basically about one-fourth of the field are really well-known, and then the rest of the field the rest of the field is hardly known at all. It's not the fault of the candidates necessarily. It's just the way it is. Do you find this been very difficult, like, for example, that is a good example of how you can, with the app, be able to try and even out the flow of information and the opinions, the viewpoints and all, to try to make it so that all of the candidates are equally placed along the way, so it's not just the important names that are out there, the people that have the more well-known personalities, the experience being in politics over the years, opposed to some of the other people that are just really citizens that want to run for Congress?
Yes, it's incredibly difficult, Chris. And I'll tell you two things that we're doing. One is, mm-hmm. as we said, making sure the information that we share about the race is not static. It should be constantly changing. It should be updated towards what candidates are saying about their platforms, and it should be updated to reflect the objective stance that we take towards their platforms and the race. And then two things, the second thing is that we're driving online content towards our users so that they have an understanding of each race. We have a large following from the region naturally. And so what we're doing is hosting a candidate roundtable this month on our Instagram and on our online platform so that users can have a chance to actually listen and engage with these candidates directly. It is impossible for everyone, as you said, in the primary race to actually build up some level of momentum and familiarity that will allow them to sort of have the immediate name recognition that, as you said, about a fourth of the pool has.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not impossible for us to take some responsibility in the race to at least familiarize users with each candidate so that they actually know who they are when they see them on election day.
Well, Jordan, tell us how people can not only support but also download the Politicking app on their smartphones and be ready when they take that phone into the polling place on June 2nd.
Well, the first thing everyone who's listening needs to do is download Politicking. If you have an Android, you can download it in the Google Play Store. And if you have an iPhone, it's available for iOS in the Apple Store. The second thing that they should definitely do is visit our website at politickingapp.com. It's politickingapp.com. For anyone who loves Instagram, they can find us at politickingtheapp. And for all of our Twitter users, please follow us at politickingapp. That's our Twitter handle.
And don't forget, too, to be sure to follow the people along here with the Politicking app on Instagram here for these sessions coming up here this month as we get ready for another election coming up on June 2nd. And Jordan Wilson, thank you very much for spending time to going over the details, not only on how the Politicking app came about, but some of the work that you all have to do to keep it up and fresh and ready to go when people want to use it for an election coming up.
Chris, thank you so much for having me. I thank you for giving me a platform to speak to your listeners about how they can get involved in the upcoming election, and hope to speak with you again soon.
Certainly hope so, too. Jordan Wilson is a co-founder of the Politicking app.